This is the sound of Tim's Shooting Academy in Hamilton County. Tim's Shooting Academy is the first open indoor range since 2001 in Hamilton County. But Tim is not the only one who had the great idea. In the past few months, another shooting range called Point Blank Shooting opened up in Carmel, Indiana. With the two new ranges being built within the past year, I could see that the Carmel residents were accepting this new hobby into their community. Tim talks about the customers he sees coming out to his ranges and why people enjoy shooting.
Most of the customers, they range anywhere from kids up to, 80-year-olds. People that come in, a lot of them are experienced shooters, but a lot of them are novices or relatively newbies, if you would. I'd say the majority of it is hobby. Safety is a critical part, but, very few people realistically in their life will ever have to use a firearm to defend themselves or defend their property or their family. But becoming proficient with a handgun or a rifle for that matter, or a long gun.
Tim also said there has not been any controversy since the range's opening. This is partly because the list of safety precautions that must be in place to keep Tim's open.
In order to get out on a range, what a person needs to do is they first have to sit down and go through an 8.5-9 minute safety orientation video, which describes how you address shooting in an indoor facility. Number one, you don't draw from the holster. You always make sure that the muzzle is pointed down range. You never remove the firearm from the stall. It's always in the stall. You put it in your case while it's in the stall. You take it out of the case while you're in the stall. So that's one of the keys. We also have range safety officers that patrol behind the shooters, to make sure that they're following the basic rules and regulations that we have, but B, to assist them in the event that they have some sort of a problem. They may have a malfunction, such as the gun not ejecting the cartridge properly, or a double feed, a stovepipe, a number of different things that can, happen to a gun. And so they're out there to try and assist them with that also.
Even with all the safety procedures in place, Junior Jimmy Williams still says he does not feel comfortable at the ranges.
I'm not a huge fan of guns and the whole gun range idea coming to Carmel. I don't really like how they're run. They just don't really kind of seem safe to me. In the future, I could be okay with them just as long as better policies are implemented.
But not all students at Carmel High School are opposed to the new shooting ranges. Junior Tanner Platowski explains his views on the new hobby.
Yeah, I've been to Tim's Shooting Academy. I go there because, shooting's a hobby of mine. And just, along with that, I feel like being able to work a firearm in a safe manner is very important. I think people are starting to warm up to guns a little bit more with the riots going around every once in a while in the U.S. And it's just becoming more of a day-to-day thing.
Opposed to the new hobby or not, it looks as if the shooting ranges will be staying in Hamilton County. For WHJE, this has been Trevor Anderson.